Hey, good morning, Sower Nation. It is Friday, November the 21st, in the year of our Lord, 2025. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Are we ready to get going today? Because we've got sowing ahead of us. But before we do that, just a point of personal privilege. Today is my dad, David Walt's 85th birthday. So I've just so appreciated, and he has so appreciated all the comments and encouragements he gets from singing on here with us. And let's just, happy birthday, Dad. That's what I want to say. Happy birthday. And I know you feel it from everybody out here. You're a loved man, and you've shown me and our family and so many others just the meaning and the power of love and living that kind of life. Well, let's dive in. Consecration. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying, we're coming, we're entering in to this day in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today's entry is entitled, How to Do the Greater Things of Jesus. And our text all day long, John chapter 14. Guys, we're coming all the way down. We've only got about a week left. We're going to make it, and it's going to be worth it. Our text, John chapter 14, focusing in on verses 10 through 14. Hear now the word of the Lord. Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe on account of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Some years ago, while scanning the internet, I happened across an art installation in Scotland. At the center of the exhibit was a large, neon-lit lettered sign with the following words in all caps. There will be no miracles here. Did you get that? There will be no miracles here. Jesus' words in today's text tell us exactly the opposite. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. I've been on a long journey with this text. I remember years ago when I first really saw this text, I filed it into a growing collection of scripture text I categorized as follows. This is either not true or I'm not getting it. Today, I believe it more than ever because I have begun to experience its reality. You know, it's good to come down on that place and say, I believe this, but I'm not getting it. And just to wrestle with it and to live with it and to let it churn inside of you and let Jesus begin to teach it to you. That's what we're doing out here on the Wake Up Call every day. But, you know, still, I find myself asking, why aren't the uncommon works of Jesus more commonplace in our time? I will risk a diagnosis. We aren't seeing the greater works because we don't yet possess the greater love. Return with me to those days when I first discovered this text. I diagnosed my deficit as a power problem, which quickly led me to believe I had a faith problem. I didn't have enough faith. After all, Jesus did say, "Whoever believes in me." So I focused on believing more, thinking I would gain more power. It didn't work. Finally, the obvious occurs to me that John 14 is couched between John 13, foot washing, remember? Full extent of Jesus' love. Verses 34 and 35 of 13 read, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." And John 15, of which verses 12 and 13 read. So this is couched, right? John 14 is couched between John 13. You just heard that text. And then John 15, verses 12 and 13 read, "My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." Jesus continues to transform my understanding from the love of power to the power of love. I am convinced now love is the power. We will finally see greater things when we learn the ways of greater love. It makes sense, doesn't it? When we finally break into the rarefied air of loving others as Jesus has loved us, we will discover the only true power and that it has been waiting on us the whole time. I should say he has been waiting on us the whole time. It reminds me of another sign I came across many years ago. It was one of those lettered marquee signs at the local bank. It read again in all caps, "Where there is great love, miracles always happen." Isn't that quite a turn from that first sign? There will be no miracles here. To where there is great love, miracles always happen. Let's pray. Abba, Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, who is the love of God. Thank you that to love as he loves is impossible apart from his presence. teach us to love his presence more than his power. And in doing so, to discover the power of his love in our presence. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Journal prompts. Can we really do greater things than even Jesus did? Is it true? Or are we just not getting it? And can you recount a time when you saw greater love lead to greater things? And then what holds you back from the way of greater love? Kind of goes back to the seed, doesn't it? Unless one seed of wheat goes into the ground and dies, it will remain only one seed. But if it dies, it will produce many seeds. I ask this question, I think the answer is obvious. I say, will it be worth it in the end to have held back? No, I don't think any of us would say it would be. And I think really it's going to come down to understanding, to grasping, to being willing to receive the love he has for me and for you. He says it, love one another as I have loved you. And to the extent that we know that, we can do that. Okay? To the extent that we can know it, that we can really receive it, we can give it. You can't give what you don't have. And so maybe the prayer is to heal our receiver, our ability to receive that kind of love. Because, guys, that's what life's about. We know this, but we got to know it beyond knowledge. We got to know it. You know, knowing is more important than knowledge. So, yeah, how about we make some signs? I'd love to have a sign in our church and all our churches that said, there will be miracles here. Wouldn't that be beautiful to walk through the doors and see that sign? There will be miracles here. Yeah, send me that picture when you get that sign up, okay? I want to see it. I'll share it with Sower Nation. All right, well, let's sing today. And one more bit. You know, I think for a long time I got caught up in the notion of doing greater things than Jesus did. And then I've really kind of come around to see that what I believe he means, I mean, how are you going to do anything greater than he did? I mean, raising people from the dead? He did say we would do the things he did. I think that's in play, but greater things than him? I think what he means there is that, you know, he did what he could do as a single person in one place at one time. That's the nature of the incarnation. It's like incredible limitations that he takes on. But he shows us what's possible as a real human being who is filled to the capacity with the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. He shows us what normative humanity looks like. We're not living in normative humanity. He shows us that. And that when you put me and you and my dad and a few other people together, all of a sudden, we're five or six people. And if we're dialed in, and if we're receiving the level of the love of God that he has for us, and then we're able to impart it, we're doing greater things because there's more of us. That's the vision of the gospel. It's more people awakened, authorized, an agency moving in his love, which is power, many, 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 many greater things. Because there's more of us. That's what we're trying to do out here. That's the whole point of the wake-up call. That's the whole point of Seedbed. More people living this life in the real world. That's greater things. All right, we're going to sing number 294 today. Spirit of God. I got some flies pestering me here today. Spirit of God, descend upon my heart. It's number 294. We'll sing all five verses. Spirit of God, descend upon my heart. Wean it from earth, through all its pulses move. Stoop to my weakness, mighty as thou art, and make me love thee as I ought to love. I ask no dream, no prophet ecstasies, no sudden rending of the veil of clay, no angel visitant, no opening skies, but take the dimness of my soul away. Hast thou not bid me love thee, God and King? All thine own soul, heart, and strength, and mind. I see thy cross there, teach my heart to cling. Oh, let me seek thee, and oh, let me find. Teach me to feel that thou art always nigh. Teach me the struggles of the soul to bear, to check the rising doubt, the rebel sigh. Teach me the patience of unanswered prayer. Last verse. Teach me to love thee as thine angels love, one holy passion filling all my frame, the kindling of the heaven-descended dove, my heart an altar, and thy love the flame. That's powerful. Spirit of God, descend upon my heart. You see, I didn't even touch the last part of that text. He says, greater things than these will you do because I go to the Father. He's talking about the Holy Spirit. He's going to go and he's going to send the Holy Spirit. That's why the greater things, because the very power, which is the love of God, enters into us. And that's how we're moving. There it is. So, Spirit of God, descend upon my heart. Thy love the altar in my heart. My heart, the altar, and thy love, the flame. That's good. All right, gang. We got to get out on the field today. Seeds to sow, okay? For the awakening, I'm J.D. Walt. I'll see you on the field.